This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah Azza wa Jal, in the Quran, He told us that the shaitan is officially your enemy. So, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. So treat him as one. So I want everybody to ask themselves, how would you treat your enemy? An enemy that literally wants to ruin your life. An enemy that wants to ruin your marriage, ruin your relationship with your parents, ruin your job, ruin your brain, ruin everything. How do you treat him? Do you welcome him at home? Do you eat with him? No, you treat him as an enemy. Tonight's dua, inshaAllah ta'ala, will help us to get rid of this enemy. And the series that we started is that all these duas that we are learning, they are from the Quran. There are two kinds of isti'adha. There are two kinds how to seek refuge from something. The first is from something that is present right now, or you seek refuge from something that is coming in the future. For example, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any part of your body is hurting, put your hand on that part where it's hurting and say Bismillah three times and A'udhu bi'izzatillahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadir seven times. So this is something, I'm just giving an example. This is something, isti'adha from something is happening right now. And isti'adha of something in the future, there are so many. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi jahannam wa min adhabi al-qabr wa min fitnat al-mahya wa al-mamat. There are so many things that we seek refuge from Allah to protect us from the hellfire, from the punishment of the grave, and so on. The dua is in Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayah 97-98. Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayateen. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أي يحضرون يا I seek refuge with you from the whispers of the shaitan. The shaitan had made a promise to Allah Azza wa Jal to take as many people as possible with him to the hellfire. And he's doing a great job. 24/7 plotting. 24/7. Can you imagine somebody plotting against you 24/7? And how much are we plotting against that person or that creation? And not only that, the one who's plotting, how many years of experience does he have? You know, when you want to hire somebody, you look at the years of experience, 10, 15, 20. The more experience they have, the higher the possibility. So the shaitan has over millions of years of experience how to make me and you deviate from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he's plotting day and night. So I'm asking Allah, Ya Allah, protect me, Hamazat, the whispers. He whispers to me, look, watch, listen. Say something. Always trying to separate between the brothers, to separate between the family members. This is all he does, all 24/7. Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayateen. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us from the whispers of the shaitan. And listen to the second part. Wa'a'udhu bika rabbi ay yahdurun. And Ya Allah, I seek refuge with you from them attending, from them coming. And look, first special thing about this ayah is the repetition of the word Rabb. He could have said wa'udhu bika ay yahdurun, rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazat ash-shayatin wa an yahdurun. Repetition of the word Rabbi is to beg Allah and plead to him again, Ya Allah, I'm begging you, an yahdurun, for them to attend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it open. يحضرون إيش? To attend what? To come to me, Ya Allah, when I'm praying. To come to me, Ya Allah, when I'm eating. to come to me when I'm drinking, to come to me when I'm having intimacy with my spouse, to come to me when I'm having negotiation or I'm talking to my son or to my daughter, to come to me when something haram pops up on YouTube. And يحضرون in any position to come to me, Ya Allah, protect me from them coming to me when I'm on my deathbed. You know, this is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, ask Allah to protect us from fitnat al-mahya, we all know, fitnat al-mamat. What is fitnat al-mamat? Fitnat al-mamat is for the shaitan to come while we are on our last breath. He comes and tells you, Muhammad is fake. Leave Allah at the last second. So this dua, Ya Allah, protect me from them coming to me in these situations. And subhanAllah, lately, wallahi ya akhwan, you should see how many people come to me and all the rest of the imams. Stress and depression and this and that and jinn and black magic and subhanAllah. And one of the ways that you notice that there's something wrong is when you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you there's nothing wrong. The doctor says, I looked at the CT scan, I looked at all your blood, everything looks good. Then you have to start thinking, the shayateen are taking over my life. The shayateen are telling me, you know, you are hopeless, you are worthless, you're not going to produce nothing. The shaitan keeps whispering until you start believing that. And you become so stressed and depressed that you go to the doctor and the doctor checks everything and said, there's nothing wrong with you. Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayateen wa a'udhu bika rabbi ay yahdurun. Repeat this dua, because this dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them to say, and you say, Ya Muhammad, Ya Allah, protect me from the whispers of the shaitan and protect me, Ya Allah, for them to come to me, to attend hadara. We all know even in Urdu, hadara, hadir, yahdar, right? And yahdurun, for them to come at any time. How many times he comes to us in the salat? How many times? You know the story of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimullah. A man came to him and he said, Ya Imam, all my life savings, I put them somewhere and I completely forgot. So Imam Abu Hanifa told him, how do I know where you put them? He said, help me, Ya Imam, I'm going crazy. He said, the Imam said, all I can tell you is get up in the middle of the night, pray two ruk'ah qiyam, and when you finish, ask Allah to help you find them. So the man went, and the next day he came back with a smile to his ears. He came back to Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and he said, Ya Shaykh, jazakallah khair, I found the money. He said, what happened? He said, wallahi, I took your prescription. I got up in the middle of the night, I said, Allahu Akbar. Shaitan came and reminded me exactly where the money is. I left the salat and got the money. So Imam Abu Hanifa said, I know he's not going to let you do something good. I'll let him find the money instead of getting hasanat. So the point is, the shaitan whispers day and night in order for me and you to go away from the path of Allah. So repeat after me, Akhwan. Rabbi, a'udhu bika من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. May Allah protect us all from the shayateen of human and the shayateen of jinn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our homes with love and mercy.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.